Hey, I'm Laura.
And I'm Emma.
And we're Mom Best Friend.
The friends you always wanted.
Always needed.
Didn't know you needed.
Didn't know you wanted.
I have Lennox and Sebastian.
And I'm mom to Cleo and Beau.
And we have surveyed a lot of women.
A lot of moms.
And we've all got a lot to say.
Let's get into it. This is episode one. This is a big deal.
This is a big deal. Like, this has been a long time coming. A lot of planning went into this.
Right. Zero planning went into this.
True.
But
we
now,
did a lot of texting.
Yeah, but now we're here. Episode one.
Two moms, one mic. Yeah. Welcome.
We're Mom Best Friend.
And we had an idea to start a podcast where we talk about all the things that we didn't know about when we dove headfirst into motherhood.
Yes.
For some people, they have a community of friends or relatives who have had babies, so they can talk to them, but maybe they're a little annoying.
Yeah.
We want to be a space where we can just talk about whatever and say the things that maybe you're not supposed to say.
And personally, I'm all about TMI. You know, after you push a baby out of your vagina or have one pulled out of your stomach and sometimes you shit yourself while it's happening, what is TMI at this point?
Did you poop?
No. And honestly...
She swears she didn't.
You know what? That was my biggest fear on both pregnancies. I literally had just met my husband and, you know, we got pregnant and I was pushing out his child. And I said to the nurse, I said, I can't poop. I don't know him well enough. I don't want him to see me poop.
It's too soon.
Too soon. I'm having his baby, but yet I did not want him to see me defecate.
In that position. You know what? It's one thing to be in the same room with someone when they poop. Because you can't really see it coming out,
you can
but like
smell
that
it.
Position. So it didn't happen for you, but it did happen to a lot of women.
So many. My mom pooped.
I think I did on the second one. I know I did. And you know what? It was fine.
Yeah.
But Neve wasn't down there looking at it. Poop is just not even really gross anymore.
Yeah, but you see, for me, it was totally gross because I didn't really even know him that well.
So this is a pretty long sidebar about feces when this episode one of our podcast is sex after birth.
Sex.
So I guess, how do you do, you know, you poop, you're giving birth, you poop, and then you're supposed to have sex again.
Yeah.
But I mean, everybody poops.
I know. I stand by the fact that I, in fact, do not poop.
I have a question. How long after you use the restroom are you willing to have sex?
After a poop?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not to be TMI, but what hole are we talking about?
No, just regular sex.
Regular sex.
I find that, like, if I use the restroom, I don't want to have sex for a while.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't know. I want to, like, take a shower or something or, like, make sure it's all, like, really clean.
Maybe I just use a baby wipe.
I'd use that, but it still just feels too soon. Like, I feel like I can't get in the sexual mood. It's not even a cleanliness thing. It's more just like, I know what just happened in there. And anyway, so there's a lot to cover here.
There's a lot.
Because sex after a baby is, like, one thing, you're healing, right? Your vagina's healing or your stomach's healing or
your soul
are healing. Yeah. Your soul is healing. That's the thing. It's more than physical. Yeah. It's super mental.
Absolutely.
And, like, when the doctor says 4 to 6 weeks, it's like, okay, for who? For what?
Well, for me.
For my stitch to heal?
Yeah.
Like, what about my sense of self?
Yeah.
How long does that take to heal?
I personally asked the doctor at 4 weeks if I could get it on, and she said, you can, but you're going to rip your stitches, and then you're not going to be back here for another, like, 8 weeks, and I'm not going to approve you for, like...
And then you were like, okay, and you went home and had sex so you wouldn't have to have sex for 3 months.
And I probably gave him a blowjob.
Like, let's rip a stitch so I have an excuse to not have sex for three
no,
more
for
months.
No, for me, I was, like, ready to have sex.
Yeah.
I was, honestly, when we were in the hospital room, I was actually, like, could we?
Right. Because you're ready. You're in a new relationship.
I was in a brand new relationship.
And you were ready.
I didn't shit myself in front of him, and I was ready.
Yeah.
You know, my boobs never looked better. After both kids, the first day, my boobs were on point.
I know. I was literally taking photos of my boobs, be like, if I got fake boobs,
this is
what I want.
I mean, mine are, like, big, so they're, like, saggy. So, like, right after I have a baby, they're swollen and they're, like porn star boobs and they're amazing. But I was like, maybe he can put it in my butt. Maybe not my vagina because I just pushed the baby out. But maybe we can get it on a little bit.
But that was like, you were delirious.
I was obviously delirious. I had a lot of drugs. Some
serious medication.
Some people I've spoken to waited like 8 months.
Yeah.
And also some people are scared to get pregnant again.
Right.
Yeah.
It's another thing.
Yeah.
So we did an Instagram survey.
Yeah.
Where we asked people how they were feeling or how long they waited and how they were feeling about their bodies. Like, why were they waiting? And we found out that both men and women equally thought they weren't having enough sex after a baby. So people, it sounds like people are wanting more sex. Yeah. But they don't know how to get there.
It's hard. If you're tired, it's hard to get in the mood.
Right.
And also, it's hard. Sometimes I always thought I would be having way more sex than I am at this point. But, like, the reality is, like, I spend most of the day with the baby. My husband comes home. I don't smell so fresh, you know? I don't necessarily have time to hop in the shower, get all pretty.
Right. And also, why should I have to do that? It's like, on one hand, I want to be having more sex for sure. But on the other hand, do I? Sick. So exhausting. I mean, I thought I was feeling pretty good. Like, we were back in the swing of things. It was going great. And then I just, like, this wall of exhaustion hit me when the baby was about, like, four months. And I was just like, I just need a break. I'm so tired every night. I'm just delirious.
I'd rather sleep. And it's like a full-time job to get ready to have sex sometimes, it feels like.
And then, you know, but he's always very, you know, patient, but also I know that he wants to have sex. So then it's like this guilt trip that he's not putting me on, but I'm putting on myself.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to, like, work through these emotions.
Yeah.
Which is, like, another thing that you don't want to be thinking of before you have sex. Like, like, we need to work through these emotions. There's a lot to talk about and unpack here before you put your hand there.
Honestly, I think it's so normal. And I think that, you know, you go into this. For me, I went into this thinking, like, oh, I'm going to be that girl who's having sex at least four times a week. You know, I'm going to have my two kids. I'm always going to look amazing. You know, we're going to get into bed and have sex. And honestly, it's just not, it's not that. We get into bed, I turn on 90 Day Fiance and I'm out, you know?
That's crazy that you thought that. I was like, I don't know what this is going to be
like. Yeah, no, I had that whole thing in my head. I thought I was going to be this, like, he was going to come home from work and I would not have zit cream on my face. And I would literally look amazing. Run up to him like a 50s movie, like, honey, I made you dinner.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to give you a blowjob.
Oh, my God. No. I definitely was not that. But I thought that I would still, because before having a baby, I was having a lot of sex. I would say it would be normal for me to have sex like a couple times a day.
Me too.
So that's crazy.
Yeah.
And then you go to having a baby and you're like, I don't know. We haven't had sex yet this week. Like,
I know, and then it's like a week and then 2 weeks.
The second you start remembering the last time you had sex, like, oh, it's been a few days, oh, it's been a week, oh, it's, and then, it builds up and then the pressure's on.
Yeah, and it gives me anxiety.
Gives you anxiety?
Yeah.
I'm like, not for them, it for you.
For,
like,
you.
For you, it's like, if I lost something, am I still hot? And then all right, so we asked people if they thought they were having enough sex after a baby, and everyone said no. But the reason women were saying that they aren't having more sex was they had low, like, their body image issues. Yeah. That was, like, the biggest one. And then it was, like, being too tired because of the baby. But the body image issues, that, like, to me, it seems like something that we could all work through together.
I think, like, we can have a kumbaya moment about that.
Yeah.
Because there's not a woman out there who gave birth and feels 100 about themselves, no matter what they post on social media.
Right. Well, I think that that's the problem, is people are posting things on social media that are just doing a disservice.
Yeah.
On both sides of the coin.
Absolutely.
Because on one side, people are posting all these, like, perfect, beautiful images of, like, them, hair and makeup, whatever. Like, that's one side of it, and that's bad. But on the other side of it, there's all these, like, scary, like, TMI images. Yeah. And I know there's no such thing as TMI, but, like, I don't want to scare people with, like, some of the, like, Listen, we all get some stretch marks and stuff like that, but I do think that, like, when people are like, I'm going to make a stretch mark coast,
yeah,
they're, like, exaggerating how bad they Absolutely. Are also.
Yeah.
So I just wish there were, like, more real pictures of women, not, like, being like, okay, look at this disgusting thing, or look at yeah. how my perfect life. Like, can't there be some
there
sort
needs
of
to be
in-between?
A happy medium.
Yeah.
And I think, like, a lot of people... I think there's more pressure these days with social media for women to, you know, feel like they have to bounce back. They have to have a six pack a week after they give birth. They have to be in skinny jeans, you know, 3 days after having a baby. And I feel like 20 years ago, that wasn't necessarily a thing, because the only people that you really were, like, you know, challenging yourself with are your friends. And most people don't look like a supermodel after they give birth. Most people aren't wearing makeup in the delivery room. I sure as fuck didn't, you know?
Right, right. I know. Yeah, so, I mean, what do we do?
Yeah.
How do we give people a more realistic expectation of what they're going to look like and feel like after they have a baby?
I mean, the truth is, you're not going to feel great, you know?
You're going to feel different. That's the thing.
That's true.
I think we just need to accept that different doesn't mean bad.
No.
Always. Because, like, we're saying our boobs were cool.
Our boobs were on point.
I was feeling my boobs. I thought yeah. they were cool. I mean, and then, you know, they hurt a little bit with the milk coming mm-hmm. in and stuff, especially with the first baby. One. I had a lot of pain. But then the second one, that didn't happen. So some things are positive.
Yeah.
I got a bigger butt. Neve actually took this photo of me from behind with Cleo on the beach a couple days ago. And he looked at it and he was like, oh, you're not going to like this picture. And I was like, what is that supposed to mean? And I know what he meant, which is, like, yeah. I probably, like, look gross in the picture.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, cute of him to, like, be sort concerned of protecting my self-esteem. But he also said it out loud, which yeah. is, like, now I'm cycling through, like, yeah. all of my issues. But I look at it, and I was actually, I liked the photo. Yeah. I was like, whoa, who's that? Like, I had, like, a big butt in it.
That's awesome.
I felt cool about it. And so, I don't know, there is something to be said for just, like, enjoying and accepting this, like, new body that you have.
That's such a beautiful way to...
And just think about someone that you think of as, like, cool, but that might be a little... That's why I like that, you know, stars that are becoming big now, a lot of them have more realistic body types. Like Lizzo, do you follow her?
Who's that?
She's this amazing... I guess she's a recording artist. I think she's a rapper, or... Songs are incredible, but she's... a plus size girl. She just looks dope all the time. Yeah. And, like, she's having so much fun. And, like, I don't know. I love it. I want to look more like her.
Yeah.
Which is nice. I think the more we have people like that out in the open and doing their thing, being cool and accepting who they are.
I love Amy Schumer right now. She's just, like, rocking that diaper.
Right. Well, but I don't know.
I know. Okay, but that's where you're going to disagree.
Right.
For me, I wore that diaper for, like, 3 months.
It wasn't a diaper. Those are the hospital panties.
I mean, I put a pad in there. It made it a diaper. That was a diaper. I could have shit myself and nothing.
I did put the pad in, too. Yeah. Yeah.
No, that was a diaper.
For everyone's reference who's listening who maybe hasn't had a baby, mm-hmm. the panties after you give birth that they give you, they're shorts. Mm-hmm. They're, like, a tight...
Mesh.
Yeah, they're a mesh, but kind of like a...
boy short.
Yeah, like a spandex
yeah.
short.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're cute.
They're breathable.
They're breathable.
Yeah.
They're cute, but they're mesh. And they have a little, like, green line at
yes.
the top and
yes.
around the legs. So it's kind of sporty.
Yeah.
They're cute.
Yeah.
So, all right. So what did Amy Schumer post?
She posted, I think, just a picture of her wearing them. And she said she's going to wear them forever. She's incredibly body confident anyway. And I think, like, she sends a great message. She shows her stomach. She's like, yeah. And I like that. I think, for me... She's not necessarily, Chrissy Teigen, she does a post about her stretch marks. And for me, that made me feel, oh, cool, she has stretch marks too. I have them on my thighs. I didn't get any on my stomach when I was pregnant. But it was nice to see a model showing her stretch marks.
Right, right.
I mean, Chrissy Teigen's not sitting there with her legs spread open wearing a diaper and be like, yeah, this sucks. You know, she's not going to do that.
Right, right, right.
But to show the stretch marks, I thought that was that was nice. With Amy Schumer, I think, you know, she's a comedian, so she takes it to a next level.
Right. Because she can.
She can.
Her brand can handle it.
She literally can do, she could do, she just posted a video of her vomiting everywhere.
Right. Like, for like, well, that's kind of what I mean, though. I feel like it's gross for gross sake sometimes. Yeah. And like, you are, I mean, I guess you are empowering women, but at the same time, I think a lot of women see stuff like that and they're like scared.
Yeah.
They're like, wait a minute. Like, do I want to be like that? Yeah. Like, because there is also, when you sometimes when you see people that are sort of down in the dumps, it also kind of makes you be like, oh, it's okay to, not that she's down in the dumps.
No, but it makes it.
But if you're like, I'm going to wear a diaper for the rest of my life, it doesn't necessarily make you feel like you want to, I mean, this episode is about sex, make you feel like you want to, like, put on something cute for yourself and your own self-esteem. You're like, oh, every woman that has a baby, like, they sit around the and, world, like, are bleeding. And
I mean,
and,
you
like,
know, that's very true. I think that in a way it empowers, but also kind of, like, doesn't, it's a disservice because I think it gives, it kind of feeds into the stereotype that, you know, moms let themselves go. And, like, it's kind of like the beginning of the end of your life.
Right. I think we've, that's the thing.
Yeah.
I think that we've found sort of weird, like, because it used to always be like, once you had a baby, you let yourself go. And that was sort of, that's why the word mom became a bad word.
Yeah.
Because, oh, you're mom, you're dowdy, you only care about your kids.
Like
you're
mom mess. Jeans. Mom jeans. Yeah, my shorts, mom shorts, they're baggy and.
Right. You're basically disgusting.
Yeah.
And then this like new wave of moms came, I don't know when, but this new, who they were like, no, we're moms and we're sick and we're like business ladies and we're like, we're starting like incredible companies and we're super hot and we have six packs and our kids are happy and they're always wearing all white or yellow or flowers or wearing crowns of gold. Like, I don't know. So this whole sort of like, no, we're, mom is not a bad word. Yeah. Mom means that you're strong, like incredibly empowered woman. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But that ideal became too much.
Yeah.
So, and then, but there has to be something in the middle, which is like, this is real motherhood. It's really hard. It's really like empowering, but like, you know, both sides of the coin, because I don't want everyone to think I've let myself go, but the reality is like I have a little bit.
Yeah,
like I'll show up to events like no makeup and ever, and I feel like the mom in the room.
Like, you just don't need makeup.
I do.
Some faces don't need makeup.
I do need it.
No, you don't.
I think a lot of people feel like they need makeup and maybe they don't.
Yeah,
because it's just everybody's wearing it. Same with, like, Botox or other plastic surgery. If you're in a community of everybody's getting it.
Yeah.
Did you know in Korea, something like the reason their plastic surgery rates are so high is because your friend group is sort of judged by the, like, ugliest one in your friend group.
Wow.
So there's peer pressure to get plastic surgery for the good of your community.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Isn't that? Like, it's crazy. Not to say that we're that far off in America.
No, I feel like we're pretty.
Yeah. I mean, so we're recording this right now in Los Angeles. Emma lives in Los Angeles full time. I'm in Los Angeles once in a while, but I'm mainly in New York. And even just that, there's like a difference in what's
major
expected.
Difference.
Yeah. So who? I wonder who's having more sex, New York or Los Angeles?
Well, we're doing the vagina steamings a lot here. That's a big thing.
What is that?
I don't know. I just read an article that you're not supposed to do it. But, like, it, like, you sit on a pot of, like, hot steam and it, like, cleanses your vagina.
Hmm.
I was a little intrigued.
It's like a
facial for your vagina.
But, like, because douching is bad for your vagina. So this is, like, a healthy, organic.
Yeah, but it's also, like, some gynecologist, like, don't do it. It's, like, douching.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what they have to do? They should figure out a way, and listen, you guys can take this for free. Somebody go make this now. But where you take a little bit of your bacteria that's, like, in your vagina, and you put that in the steam, so it's like,
oh,
that's like a new way to, because that's, you'd be cleaning your vagina, but you'd also have
taking the pH away.
Yeah, and keeping your pH. If someone can figure out how to manage the pH of vaginas more effectively, I think everyone would be very happy, because everyone I know is having issues with pH.
It's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing.
And then like you. You want, like, I've always been, like, intrigued, but at the store, like, pH balance, blah, blah, blah. My mom's like, don't you dare. You're going to end up with a yeast infection.
So. Or do you have bacterial vaginosis? Have you ever had that?
Probably.
I've had chronic bacterial vaginosis. Oh, talking about sex, oh, my God.
I've
if you have bacterial vaginosis and you have sex, it feels like sandpaper. And it's crazy. So I have to obsessively take Femdophilus is the only thing I found that's working. If you're listening and you have bacterial vaginosis, it took me like 5 years and like 8 doctors to figure out.
Is it a suppository for your vagina?
No, you take it. You take it. And anyone I've told about it, it's cleared them up.
I need to get it just for life.
A lot of women think they don't know why it hurts to have sex. And it
sometimes
turns out
it hurts me.
It's vaginosis. It's like
this. You probably have it.
Yeah. It's just your pH is off. Femdophilus, it's like a, probably not even saying it right, but you find it in the refrigerator. You can get it at Whole Foods. You can get it at a pharmacy. But it's refrigerated probiotic.
Sometimes it hurts.
Yeah. What, sex?
Sex.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes it hurts.
I know. Well, I mean, I think that when you have a baby, you think, okay, when I wait the 4 to 6 weeks, especially if you haven't had a kid before and you don't understand the psychological strain that like having a kid does, like your hormones and all of the things getting back to normal, like the fourth trimester. Anyway, if you don't know any of that, you think, okay, I'll wait my 4 to 6 weeks and then I'm going to like have my normal sex life back.
Mm. Yeah.
And sure. Like the reality is no.
No.
You're going to have like a new sex life that is evolved into this.
Well, it's also more like scheduled. Like you never know when that baby's going to wake up. I've had sex so many times where the baby's like all of a sudden like staring at me or like waving or smiling or like pointing because I just refuse to take the baby out of our
room. Oh, I can't. Yeah, I have to stop.
Yeah.
You have your baby in your room still.
I do.
Yeah. How old?
12 months.
12. All right. 12 months. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. Yes. 12 months. 12 months. That's good. That's what they say to do. They say keep the baby in the room.
Until, I think for like 5 months.
Until 12 months. No, that's like the recommended CDC
My husband wants them out. But I don't know. I'm bad with change and I have anxiety about it.
Aw, you're so cute. Such a good mom. I was like, the baby sleeps better in the other room. Just go over there.
The baby sleeps better at airports in the other room.
No, he does. He does. He does sleep better.
I'm sure Sebastian would too.
He sleeps better. So, and I just, but now he's been waking up once a night and I just bring him in bed.
Well, there goes your sex life. You got to get it in.
No, I know because I don't have sex in the morning. I don't fuck around with that.
My husband would love to have sex in the morning.
Same with mine, but sorry, baby's in the bed. Can't do it. Yeah. Only I'm a nighttime girl.
I am all about the nighttime sex, 100%. Sometimes even daytime sex, I'm good. My husband loves him some morning sex.
So what are you not like about morning sex?
I want coffee. I don't want a dick.
Right. There's like a whole breath situation. There's a smell situation. Yeah, I mean, there's like...
What if I was... I mean, I don't smell the freshest, I'm sure. I'm probably sweating.
I also am like, I wake up... Maybe this is because I'm a Virgo. I love horoscopes. But I wake up and I like immediately have a to-do list.
Yeah.
And I'm just
it
like,
doesn't involve...
Doesn't include...
penis inside of you.
Doesn't include... And I allow like... I have like 30 seconds of snuggle time scheduled in my morning. Snuggle, snuggle. Good morning. Love ya, love ya. Gotta go. I think the baby's crying. Now the baby's in bed, so we can't even... He's always in between us because you don't want him falling off the side of the bed.
Course.
Of course not. I could get one of those bedside things, but then I would have to...
It's an investment.
Have sex. Yeah. No, I love sex at night, lights out sex. Yeah.
It's also very bright in the morning, and I'm like...
Right. Right. And you were saying you have a makeup thing.
Well, so it's also like I sleep with Zit Cream. I'm in my 30s and I break out like a teenager. So I sleep with those pink dots on my face.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You don't want to have sex with pink dots.
I just don't. And you know what? Like.
And that's okay.
It's okay. And could I be a better wife and throw him a blowjob in the morning once in a while? Yes. I could probably give him a blowjob.
What is it with... Am I the only woman in the world that's like, I will not give a blowjob unless I like full on feel like it? It's too much work. I've had 2 children. I don't have time for that.
Blowjobs is a commitment. You really... Sometimes like I felt ready to give a blowjob and I start the process and halfway through I'm like, why did I commit to this?
Right.
And sex then, can be mindless.
Like once you start a blowjob, it's like...
I feel like I have to finish it.
I mean, you don't, but then it's like, oh, man. Then it's like a whole talk. Like,
What's
wrong with us?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Like, oh, and then I have to have like an hour-long conversation. Better change my schedule for the whole day. Because now we have to talk about
the issues that we have.
Lack of this horrible blowjob.
The blowjob is the catalyst to everything.
But the one thing is, like, I feel like I pretty much always, like, if I'm in it, I'm in it. If I'm doing it, my heart's in it, and that's a good thing, too.
Good for you.
But,
I mean, most of the time, that's me. But sometimes I'm like, why did I start this?
I know. Well, so I was talking to this girl. She had just had a baby. Her baby was, like, a month old. She's just like, oh, my husband's going to come home. I promised him a blowjob, but I really... Ugh, I'm just so tired. I really don't want to do it, but I guess I gotta do it. And I was just like, why as women are we doing this?
Slow jobs.
Yeah. Women just had a baby, like, because you feel bad because you can't have sex.
That's exactly it. People feel bad that their vagina is out of service. So they're like, my mouth is open.
I know.
Yeah, open for business.
I know. In a perfect world, that wouldn't be a whole thing. Because you should be allowed to take a little time off for yourself.
Absolutely. And it's really sad because a lot of women I talked to on Instagram said their husbands are pressuring them and they're making them feel guilty.
Right.
And obviously our husbands did not do that. We just put more pressure on ourselves.
Right, exactly.
A lot of women, their husbands are like, well, that's selfish. You could give me a blowjob. Why don't you give me a handjob? You know, it's all about the baby. And that's
They get so jealous of the baby.
And that's really sad because especially after... Their wife just gave birth to their child, by the way. It's not like she gave birth to her child. It's
right.
Their child. And then, you know, he's giving her the guilt trip, and that's not great.
It's like, how much are we expected to do here? Sometimes I think I'm just like, this is wild. We are expected to do so much stuff.
Yeah. And you hear about those men who are jealous that the babies are sucking on their boobs. You know, those were my boobs.
Oh my God.
Those are my boobs.
Oh my God.
Not the baby's boobs.
I have some weird people come on my Instagram sometimes that are like milk is, or that's a gross bodily fluid that you shouldn't be giving that to your baby.
I mean,
and I'm like, what? You breast milk? It's for babies. You idiot.
I mean, if you actually like think about it, you break it down. Like it's kind of gross, but sometimes I sit there.
It's like gross.
No, I don't. I'm just thinking, I sometimes sit there when my kid is drinking milk from a cow, and I'm like, it came out, it's, the thought process, like, my thought process is like, wow, like, that's a bodily fluid from a cow, that's a bodily fluid, it's just like, if, sometimes I have this, my mind, like, breaks it down too much.
Right. Well, yeah, like, when you're eating meat.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, so then I think about this movie I saw once where a cow got shot in the head right before he was turned into a steak, and now, like, that's ingrained in my head.
Right.
So, I mean, it's not breastfeeding is literally the most natural, beautiful thing.
We should get sponsored by PETA.
Thing. Yeah.
We should try to get a PETA sponsorship.
We really should. Although I did have steak last night.
never mind. You know, I'm like, I'm totally vegetarian. Yeah. You know what, though? I've been going, like, more... Anyway, that's a sidebar. But because meat's been grossing me out after the baby. You know how your, like, palate changes?
It totally does.
I just can't eat meat anymore.
I was like that during my pregnancy, but after I was like, give me that steak.
Smells weird.
I'm back.
I don't know. I can't do it. I never got back. I can only eat something that's been like far removed from the animal.
Yeah.
Like a chicken finger. I know. Isn't that right? Which just means I probably should be eating meat. I think that if you eat meat, you should have to look the eye.
I can't.
In the animal you're eating first. No. Like, there is something to be said for, like, understanding what you're putting in your body. And you still probably will, your body will still probably crave it, but way less.
The only meat we like is penis.
Ew, God. Wow, episode one.
Yeah.
Can we say fuck? Yeah. I like to eat meat penis. Penis meat. Ew.
Yeah, we used to have sex in the kitchen all the time. Against the fridge, in the fridge.
In the fridge?
Yeah, like the fridge was open, just like...
What happened to the food?
I mean, at that moment, who cares?
In the fridge? Like, you're bent inside the fridge, like from behind. There's no way you can have sex from the front.
Well, no, like I would sit in the thing.
You would sit on a shelf?
Yeah.
Come on.
Like, it was open. The fridge was open.
Come on.
Sometimes from behind, but I feel like sometimes like standing up. Like, in the fridge. We literally
had... In the fridge.
In the fridge. We literally had so much sex. I mean, that's how I got pregnant so fast.
You had sex in the fridge? Maybe, hey, if you're having fertility issues.
Maybe you got sex in the fridge.
Yeah, because hot tubs are supposedly bad for sperm. So maybe in the fridge sex is where...
I mean, it's...
You can try it out. Anyway, I'm glad I'm not staying for dinner.
Yeah. It's not this fridge.
Your food is covered in semen. My goodness. I'm trying to think. I mean, Where's the I haven't really been having sex in crazy places.
I mean, I was so I went much. Like the through this moment where I was freaked out about our relationship. So I was like, let's pretend we don't know each other and go on a date. And we went on a date.
Was this when you had a baby?
Yeah, he was a few months old. So I put on this tiny little dress and no underwear, and I was like, oh. And he was like, I was
just like, when you're going out with someone you don't know, exactly what you do.
Well, of course. And I was trying to like buy a house from him or something. Like, I had this whole storyline, and then we had sex in the car, and that was fun. But like, it almost feels fake because I'm like, before it was so real,
right?
Like, and now it's like to actually like have to like plan something like that
extreme.
And, like, it's a little depressing.
Yeah, you're like, where are we? Yeah. What are we doing?
Yeah.
I know. I wonder, I think also, is that just, like, age? As you get older, you just care less?
Hopefully not.
You don't think? I guess, wait, the women's sexual prime is, the women's sexual prime, it's not, like 36 or 38? It's later than we think.
Yeah.
Whereas a man's sexual prime is, like, 20s. So we're actually just getting into our prime here.
That's depressing.
And they're in, like, decline. So that's why the older woman with a younger man makes sense.
That makes sense. I was going to say, it makes no sense for these older guys to be... Yes, it does. For older guys to be with younger women, they're not in their sexual prime.
Right. Nobody's... Oh, my God. That's biggest kept secret. Yeah. Those couples aren't having sex. Mm-mm.
But then the older women... I know my husband, when he was, like, 20, he was dating, like, 40-something-year-olds. And, like, having constant sex.
Whoa. Yeah.
We just found, like, the...
My mind is blown right now. Because you always think about an older guy being creepy with a younger girl. But really, they're all just, like, just hanging out.
When I was 20, the last thing I was, like, not that into sex. I was like, oh, wow.
I was, most into sex, I'd say, late 20s, probably.
Yeah. Sure. I dated, when I was 19, my boyfriend was 38. And that was, like, the best sex of my life at that point. I was like, wow, marry me. So,
yeah, I know. I think when I was around 19, I was with some creepy old guy.
Yeah.
And by creepy old, I mean the guy my age now.
Exactly.
I love thinking about that. I'm like, that guy was a creep.
That's what I was just thinking. I was like, wow, he was so old. But he was he? Now he's old, but.
Once in a while, I'll be hanging out with someone, and then it'll occur to me that they are 20.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa, I'm a lot older than that now. Yeah. But not too much.
No.
Just older. Yeah. Anyway, now we're here. We are talking about sex after babies, or just sex in general.
Yeah.
I think a lot of my friends in general are having issues with their. If you're with someone for a long time, and a baby or no baby,
Monday.
At least if you have a baby, you can say, "Hey,
the baby. I'm tired.
Yeah, we're gonna love each other again real soon."
Get back to you on that. I think honestly, like, there's no couples out there who have the exact amount of sex they want to be having. Everybody, kids or no kids, could have more sex. Sometimes I judge my relationship based on sex. So I'm like, oh my gosh, my relationship is in such a shitty place.
Right.
Because I'm not having sex.
Right.
And I start freaking out. I take my phone and I write notes. And I like write these like long letters to my husband. I'm like, what is wrong with us? In reality, I'm like, wait, we've got 2 kids.
Yeah, and we're happy and we have fun with them.
Yeah.
I think as long as there's, like, laughter and, like, fun happening and you are going out on, like, dates together and hanging out, the sex will come.
Yeah. No pun intended.
So some people ask us questions about sex. So how long does it take to have a normal sex life again? I miss not scheduling sex.
There is no normal.
Obviously, we're having the same issues here. Yeah. Emma's full-on scheduling sex.
Welcome to the new normal.
And I'm like, I don't know, what am I doing? I'm not scheduling it.
You have a baby in bed.
No, I'm having sex at night, like a couple times a week.
Yeah, but you also don't sleep with Zit Cream. I saw you post on Instagram like in the morning, like in cute little nighty.
Right.
I wear like stained shirts. I should probably change that.
Maybe that. I do wear cute stuff to bed for myself though. Because I like feeling cute when I go to bed. It's the only time I have me time at night, really.
Yeah.
Like, without my kids bothering me. So I can put on, like, cute pajamas.
Maybe my goal would be wear something cute to bed, possibly take a shower, and then set an alarm for midnight.
Whoa.
And put the Zit Cream on then while he's sleeping.
Whoa, that's a 1950s shit.
Yeah.
Or just, like, put the zit cream on after. Like, get in bed.
Well, you know, my biggest mistake is sometimes we've had sex with the zit cream.
Or just stop wearing the zit cream.
Well, no.
Why?
Because I break out like a teenager.
Isn't there another thing you can do?
Accutane, but then, like, oh, my and then child like, would be born with no brain.
It's bad and
my
for your liver. And another baby. You just have pimples.
Okay. No.
I have one right now. See?
Where?
Hey, it's right there.
Where?
On my cheek. Oh, wait, it's on the side.
See? I see a pimple.
I don't know. I've
got three giant ones.
Well, okay, so Niamh wears a...
Night guard.
No, a retainer.
That's some, like...
But you know what? He stopped wearing it.
Yeah.
In the hopes of sex.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I'm sorry, I just can't have sex with you with that on. So now he only wears it when he's, like, traveling. Because, like, I'm not going to have sex with you.
You're fucking up his teeth.
I'm fucking up his teeth, yes. If his smile is starts to get a little crooked, I know, you know, all the Catfish fans are going to be like, Niamh, smile. I don't know. I'm going to stop watching that smile.
It's your fault.
It's my fault. Sorry, guys, but.
If you had morning sex, this wouldn't be a thing.
No, he'd probably still, would he take the retainer out? Yeah. No, he'd probably leave it on, and then his breath would be even worse.
That's bad.
I don't know. So how long does it take to have a normal sex life? There's no normal.
There's no normal.
There's no normal, so good luck.
Yeah.
Let's see.
What can I feel? What can I do to feel sexier? I feel gross. Well, welcome to the club. I haven't showered in 3 days.
Right. Same advice, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. Try to, like, wear something cute if you can. Once in a while, honestly, Victoria's Secret. Although, I have to say, and because, again, no sponsors, I could say this, the underwear I got from there. Do you have to wash the underwear before you wear it? I got an immediate UTI. I don't wear the underwear.
Yeah, you're supposed to wash them.
Well, now I'm just, like, afraid to wear them at all. I like the Calvin Klein no-shows. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
Those are good.
I don't know. I buy...
Victoria's Secret felt kind of, like, rubbery.
Yeah, I don't wear their underwear.
Like, it felt, like, not nice fabric.
I would never buy underwear in their stores, though, because I feel like people try them on, and they don't use those pads.
Ew.
It's disgusting.
Ew.
I order
Although, is it that gross? Honestly, the hygienic liners are grosser to
me. They're not going to work, first of all.
First of all, it's just disgusting. And when you peel off the hygienic liner and you just think about all the vaginas.
That's so horrifying. What I do is I try on underwear sometimes if I'm going to try them on. I try them on over my jeans because nothing's going to happen. But
you try on panties over your jeans? Mm-hmm. It's outrageous. Obviously, they're all going to... So you buy bigger panties.
I hate having any muffin top with my underwear.
Oh, yeah.
So I like to buy my underwear like a size larger.
Right.
Because if
right.
I can feel it, and no one can see it, but I can feel it,
right.
I'm obsessing about it all day.
Listen, though, this is the reality that nobody likes their body.
Yeah, that's true.
And so when everyone's having these body image issues, it's like, listen, everyone's body is messed up. There's always something wrong
There's
or something
no
great.
There's no perfect body.
And, like, you are hot.
Yeah.
And if you feel uncomfortable, just keep the light. I'm, like, a very big fan of the lights off.
Me too.
I'm not there yet. Maybe when I'm older, I'll feel better lights on.
I see these, like, cougars, and they're very open with their bodies. These younger guys love them because they're so confident. They found, like, they're like, oh, they're turning off, want the lights on. They
right.
want, because, what I mean, honestly, at that point, you're like, yeah, this is me.
Right.
Nothing's going to change.
I think I'm getting there.
Really?
It's slowly. I feel like you I'm are. Still a lights off girl.
Yeah.
But I'm slowly sort of feeling myself more and more. My
I
gosh.
Don't know. I feel like I'm having a moment in time where I'm feeling super insecure. And I could equate it back to the fact that I guess, like, I'm not having the sex life I want to have right now. And I think, like I said, that kind of, like, fucks with my self-esteem and it fucks with kind of my whole life. I'm like, I look in the mirror, I'm like, I feel good, but I'm like, oh, well, you know, I want to change this, I want to change that. And that's sad because I'm glad I don't have a girl right now because...
Oh, Cleo's an angel. But I definitely, there's also these thoughts too that I'm like, because Cleo, I have a mustache. And Cleo, like, she has a little mustache. And I'm like, oh man, like, I love her mustache.
Yeah.
It's so cute. But then Niamh and I are just like, well, should we, like, let her just, like, have a mustache through elementary school? Or are we supposed to, like, wax it? Or is she going to get made fun of for that? Like, it's weird because on one hand, you're like, it's cute. I love it.
Yeah.
I love that my daughter is who she is and what she has and she's inherited from me. But I just remember the teasing about my mustache.
Oh, my God, no.
My brother would never, I mean, he was so mean to me. And finally, when I was, like, eighth grade, my mom was like, there is such thing as waxing. We can go. And
did
like,
you do it?
I was in eighth grade. I was like, I've been waiting this long. I'm like, why did you take me when I was... 8 or 5. Yeah, so now I don't know. She's 2, obviously. Like, it's not a thing.
Yeah.
It's not even that bad, but, like, it's, you know, it's...
I wear, I mean, like, I wear, Lennox has, like, a little hair on his back, and I'm like, where? Like, they said it would go away, but it didn't. And I'm like, what are they going to say when he's in school?
Oh, my God, Neve's, like, covered in
hair. And he's fine in his life.
Yeah, look, he's doing great. He's doing great. He's brand. Yeah. No, it's fine.
It's manly. Yeah.
That's, those are things that make us beautiful.
Yeah. That was a tangent.
Yeah, huge tangent.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
I think how to feel sexier.
Oh, how to feel sexier. Yeah.
Oh, sex.
Accept yourself.
Accept yourself.
Accept yourself the most you can. And until you can, keep the lights out.
Mm-hmm.
But buy sexy stuff. Because even if your lights are out,
yeah,
you know you're wearing something kind of hot.
It kind of, you know, it helps. Also, maybe wear some cute undies during the day. And it's a little secret.
I have to say, too, this is going to sound weird and bad and, like, totally, like, millennial generation-y of me, but I think sometimes if I'm feeling really cute, just like taking like a quick little like sexy selfie for myself, I don't even send it to anyone, but I'm just like, I look good. Like, yeah, you control the angle and the lighting and whatever, oh, and yeah, it's complete bullshit, and it's just for yourself. You don't have to post it. It's not for anyone, but just to be like, oh yeah, and like you look at it and you're like, oh, I objectively do, yeah, look cute, and just so you have a visual, because you know when other people take photos of you, like, you're not, like...
Yeah, you're not in control.
You're like, that's not what I look like, or whatever. And it's also just, you want to see yourself in the positive light. So you create the positive light. You see yourself in your mind's eye all day.
I love that.
It's a little bit lame, though. You shouldn't have to do that.
No, it's not. Like, I take a lot of naked pictures of myself. Like, a copious amount of...
You got to limit it.
Yeah, I don't. I go balls out. Like, I literally... There's probably, like, 8,000... No, probably, like, 100,000 photos.
Really?
On my phone of me naked.
Slippery slope.
I'm pretty sure I have like 100.
Oh my God. Are you ever like, oh, hey, look it, I want to show you my kid. And it's just like,
oh, yeah,
all of your boobs.
Yeah.
They're like, your boob look, your, my vagina, your baby looks a lot like your boobs.
I know, my boobs, my butt. All
right. So to close out, we're going to play a game. It's called, is it porn or labor delivery?
I have recorded on my cell phone some fun sex noises and some equally fun birthing noises because, you know, honestly, they kind of sound alike. And Laura... Lucky Laura is going to have to guess which is which.
That was a sex noise.
I thought it was labor.
All right, I'm excited. I'm excited. Let's play.
Okay, let's do it.
Labor.
That's sex.
Labor. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
What? It sounded like there was a team of people in there.
Sex.
Whoa. Yeah. Definitely labor.
Yeah, labor.
Yeah, labor.
You're good.
No, I just say labor for all. Say sex on that one.
Labor.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I was thinking, I actually, when I was doing this, I asked my husband, I was like, do you think guys get turned on during labor because of the sounds?
Oh,
he's
my
like,
God.
Fuck no.
Oh my God, can I tell you this quick story?
Please do.
So as they're putting the epidural in, I was like already like 8.5 centimeters and feeling crazy pain. The nurse, oh, she did not know, she couldn't get my IV in for the life of her. Like they had to switch out the nurse.
Was this on Beau?
Yeah, for Beau. Took her like an hour and she still couldn't get it. And meanwhile, I'm just dilating like crazy. And so I'm in so much pain anyway. So you have to sit still for the epidural. Yeah. So Neve is sitting in front of me and I have my like feet up like on his lap, I guess. I don't know why. Or like he's sitting on a chair and my feet are like, and while they're doing the epidural. And to get through the pain, I'm like rubbing my feet against the chair that he's sitting in. And apparently I gave him like boner. He was like, I had a boner that whole time and I was trying to hide. It was so embarrassing, but you were basically giving me a foot job. So, hey, it does get a little sexy in there sometimes.
You know that there's actually men who have orgasms in the birthing tub when their wives are having a baby.
Whoa, that's cool.
That's a whole thing.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Women get a...
They get off while they're giving
birth. They get orgasms.
Yeah, that's not what I had.
Sex.
Yes.
I wonder what the difference is. Like, it's a little more performative if it's sex, probably.
Oh.
I'm going to say labor.
Labor.
Yeah. That's me. Is that me giving birth?
No, it's labor.
It sounded like I was, but I was like, that's exactly what I sounded like.
I was screaming.
I was like, and then yeah. I was like, I was doing that. Not with Cleo. With Cleo, I was totally in more control. Bo, because it was like so fast yeah. and so much. And I remember walking and screaming my head off, and all of the nurses were just like, oh, God. Like, I was freaking out all the first timers. Which actually kind of was fun for me. Between contractions, I just look around and be like,
sucks. I picked that one because I was like, I mean, it could be oral sex. You know?
Wait, what?
That one that I just
let me
played.
Play it again. Let me listen for oral here.
Wait, no, maybe not that one. That's like, labor, but it sounds like oral sex.
You can't make noise like that when you're
oral. No, it's not oral. That oral sex.
Oh my God. I'm gonna put my water bottle's in my mouth now. Let's see if I can make that noise.
No, it's just going down on you. Oh. What are you talking about?
Oh my God. Oh, you can sound like anything when someone's talking about you. Oh my God. It's insane. I was like, I don't know how much.
Oh, I will put it on when I'm giving a blowjob just to make it not so long.
Really? Oh, to make it go faster. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Like that. All right. I need to take some blowjob tips, I guess. Do you ever watch the Sunday Night Sex Show with Sue?
No, but I think want
it's
to.
It's a Canadian show, actually, so maybe you wouldn't have. I grew up in Michigan. She was like a older woman in her 70s, I think, taking very matter-of-factly, like, sex questions. And she just, I mean, it was crazy. She'd pull up, like, giant dildos and, like, show people how to, like, give proper hand jobs and blowjobs.
That I could use help with.
Fake vaginas. Just watching, like, a 70-something, 70-plus woman just shoving her fingers into, like, a vagina, a plastic vagina. It was just...
That's amazing.
A rubber vagina, I suppose.
So. I could use help. I can't give a hand job to save my life.
Okay, so that's it for episode one of Mom Best Friend.
We kind
of
popped our cherry.
Yeah, you could say that again. Yeah. That's crazy. Anyway, so we have an Instagram. It's at mombestfriend.pod. Now, every episode, we're going to put something up relevant to the episode and get the conversation going in the comments. Also, you can DM us if you feel like being private. But we're talking about sex. Are you having it? Are you not having it? Do you wish you were having more? Do you wish you were having less? Let us know on our Instagram, and we'll get an engaging conversation going this week until next week's episode. So that's it. This is Laura.
And Emma.
Signing off. See ya.
Bye.